It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wakey, wakey.
Time to get up.
Good morning, citizens.
Up and at them.
Rise and shine.
This is your wake-up call, people.
Come on, the coffee's on.
We're going to get you guys circulating on Christian radio.
I understand young people. I know what's hip. I know what's on. I know what's lit. I know what's fleet.
Nerd! What's up, my nerds?
Nerds! I work with a bunch of nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Shine nerds.
Welcome to the Back Row Morning Show, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network and the official exclusive morning show for LTN Radio. I'm Radio Matt. I'm the station manager for LTN Radio. I'm a third generation radio dude and a lifelong nerd. Also, when I was a kid, I was in a fake spy movie and my number was not 007, it was 201.
And I'm Mo, the shorter yet louder, and some might even say smarter, counterpart of the Back Row. I'm a wife, mom, and super fan of all things Friends. And today is 16 years that Chris and I have been dating.
Really?
Yes.
16 years.
16 years.
When are you going to get married?
We don't really believe in marriage.
It's your dating anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
See, we got you beat there, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. But yeah. Y'all have also been dating since you were babies.
13 and 15. Yeah.
Babies.
Long time. But y'all are the only other couple our age that we know that have been married for this long.
Yeah.
So... we feel a kinship with you guys.
Mm-hmm. We're in it together.
Today on the show, we are ranking every Girl Scout cookie.
Whoop. Might be
my favorite show ever.
Possibly. We've also got a Junk Food Tuesday taste test and Ask Us Anything, 5 Random Facts, and more.
I mean, the taste test is the show. Yeah.
Well, you know, there isn't a separate taste test. Right. Just... so we're clear.
But first, today is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021, and we've got some holidays to celebrate.
We do, and as
they're bangers, guys.
Listen, I already told people yesterday, don't hold out your hopes for the holidays for this week, because they're lacking. It's National Dog Biscuit Day.
Have you ever eaten a dog biscuit?
No, because I watched that episode of Full House when I was little where Michelle eats one, and I was like, lesson learned, not doing that.
When I was a kid, we bought these like multicolored dog bone biscuits. I guess they were the milk bone biscuits.
Yeah.
For my dog. And I remember as a kid always thinking, man, I really want to try one. I never did, but I was severely tempted on several occasions.
Nope, I've never even slightly been tempted. Kind of been tempted to try and get my kids to eat one, but I'm not that mean of a mom. It's also World Spay Day.
Mm-hmm. Poor animals.
Mm-hmm. Bob Barker would be very happy with this.
Yeah,
holiday.
Is it weird that the first thing you think of when you hear spay or neuter is the
Bob
Price
Barker.
Is Right?
Yeah, no. I don't think that it is weird. I think that he takes great pride in that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I get it. All right. We are live streaming our show on Twitch. We do that every Tuesday. Well, we don't do it on Tuesday, but we do that for every Tuesday show, either on Friday night or Saturday morning. So... make sure you go over to twitch.ltnonair.com and follow us so you'll be notified when we go live and you can join in on the fun. We've had people making us drink water, making us dab here on camera.
Making me do things.
You can't see any of that on the radio, guys.
Yeah.
And
my husband's going to be really upset about this new added feature. He's been trying for 16 years to get me to do things that he wants, and I don't.
Well, maybe this will be his chance. Get him to log in.
Sure.
Puppeteer you all morning.
Great.
But yeah, we're having fun. We got people in the chat right now. We got Oriel Jedi, Rogar, hanging out with us. We got to dab. Brian's going to clip that for people to see. This will be Mo's first on-screen dab. Official.
Can always count on you, Brian.
Every time it happens, they try and clip it, and eventually we're going to have a supercut of all of the Love Thy Nerd staff dabbing. So It'll be fun. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. We are going to play a game of Onion, Not Onion, where I've got three headlines here. Two of them are fake news stories from places like The Onion or The Babylon Bee. The other is an actual news story. I'm going to read all three, and Mo and our Twitch chat are going to guess which one is the real headline. And you can play along at home, even if you aren't here with us live. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, headline number one. Man claims to have murdered his stepdad, so the police will clear the snow off his property to get to him. Headline number two. Man braves freezing weather to cross parking lot. Or headline number three, grounded plane makes snow angels on Denver tarmac.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
While Mo's guessing, I'm going to give a shout out to Home Bucket, who followed us just now on Twitch. Thank you for the follow.
I guess I'm really going to have to go. I'm going to have to go with that crazy man who called the cops and said he murdered his stepdad just so they would clear his sidewalk.
That's what Rogar is guessing as well. Do we have any other guesses coming in the chat? One, two, or three. One, two, or three, guys.
I would really like to see a grounded plane.
Right, make snow, snow angels.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
All right, well, the headline... real story is, cookies. not the good kind either, the internet kind. Ukrainian man invents a murder to get police to clear snow from his road. Ukrainian man has reported a fictitious murder to police in the hopes they would clear snow from his road when they came to arrest him. Regional authorities have said the man called police last Saturday night to tell them that he had killed his stepfather by stabbing him. He said the victim showed no signs of life. The man also advised police to bring a snowplow because it was not possible to reach his house otherwise.
Wow.
Law enforcement officers were, however, able to reach the property in the small village of Grabova Rodinia in northwestern Ukraine using an all-terrain vehicle. The alleged victim was safe and sound, and no one had attacked him, the spokeswoman continued. The road in question has been cleared of snow in the morning, according to local authorities, but the man said he was unhappy with the work and hoped police would finish the job.
Wow.
The suspect has admitted to making a false call and faces a fine of up to 119 hryvnias, which is $3.50, I guess, for an improper appeal. Is that really what they call their currency in Ukraine? Hryvnias. Hryvnias.
Listen, you cannot phonetically sound out Ukrainian words.
Hryvnias.
Yeah.
We'll give you 119 hryvnias.
Exactly. There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
Ukraine has recorded record snowfall in recent days with more than 50 centimeters falling across the region. Using centimeters over there. Them and their metric system. Clearly America's the only one that's got this right. The way to measure things. Not by tens. That's too easy, guys. We should totally be on the metric system.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Good guys, good guys, good game. Y'all did good. Yeah, I mean, you might be right. You said last week we might need to change the game up because you've gotten too smart for it.
Yeah.
You've caught on to the pattern.
I have.
I'm just gonna use it as a challenge to really try and beat you at the game. Like I'm gonna search deep into the archives.
You've been
trying to find a good
trying for the last year or so to beat me at a game, and
hey, that's not fair. That's a different game.
Continue failing. Week after week.
I just want to hold the title belt again. I say it every time. I have two that I can fight for. I'm the only one in our group here that could go for two different belts, and I can't win either of them. All right. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, it is Junk Food Tuesday.
But first, this week in Nerdy News.
Stick around. This week in nerdy news, this is LTNN. Another face is making the jump through the multiverse from the original Sam Raimi Spider-Man series to the new MCU, but it's not a superhero, it's Danny Elfman, who's going to compose for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. George R.R. Martin is working with Kalinda Vasquez on a new adaptation of Roger Zelinsky's sci-fi novel, Road Marks. It is about a highway that can travel through time, linking all timelines and places together for very special people who discover it. Some might use it to explore the vast mysteries of the world, but for others, the road might be their only hope to survive, rewrite life-altering mistakes, and create a better future for themselves and the ones that they love. And that's great and all, but aren't we still waiting on that last Game of Thrones book? Come on, George. Just focus, brother. Marvel announced a brand new series called Marvel Studios Assembled. It will be a new documentary series of specials going behind the scenes of shows and movies of the MCU. The first special, Assembled, The Making of WandaVision, will premiere on Disney Plus on March 12th. If you want to let out your inner 90s kid, well, guess what? Hot Topic has released a super fun new eyeshadow palette in the theme of Blockbuster Video. Anyone who grew up in the 90s remembers going to rent videos at Blockbuster. It was a huge part of life growing up. Every weekend, we would head to the video store and pick up the latest movies that came out, plus a classic or two, and, of course, that Nintendo 64 game that everyone wanted. Mario Kart 64, anyone? Anyone? Of course, every sleepover and date night had a movie rental. It was a ritual. It was something that we all loved. Well, now you can take your eyes back in time, I guess. And lastly, the Fantastic Four are celebrating their 60th anniversary this year at Marvel Comics. To celebrate, a number of things are in store, including a new story arc from writer Dan Slott and artist R.B. Silva. The new story features Dr. Doom getting married, and it is appropriately titled Bride of Doom. We don't know who the lucky bride is, but, well, that's not going to stop you from speculating, is it? Fans will be able to read the first chapter in Bride of Doom in Fantastic Four number 32 when it launches on May 12th. The main cover art is by Mark Brooks, and, well, I think you'll really dig it. Who do you think will marry the iconic villain? That was This Week in Nerdy News. I'm Radio Matt, and this is LTNN. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And today on the show, we are ranking Girl Scout cookies. Coming up next, it's Junk Food Tuesday.
But before we do anything else, I've got 5 random facts for you.
Pew, pew, pew. Again. On spaying our pets.
No.
No? Okay.
Again, they're random.
All right.
Because our holidays are dog water. cows can walk upstairs, but not down them.
I mean, I'm better at that, too.
Oh, insert joke here.
Oh, say, see. It wasn't the trip you were on, but we went to... was it the trip you were on? I don't remember. For a few years, we went to California every other year for a Celebrate Recovery Summit. And we went to a baseball game, and it was me, I think it was John and Hillary, so I don't think you were with us.
Yeah,
it was me, John, and Hillary in one car, and the rest of the people were in the other car, and we'd never been there before, and so I didn't really know where I was going. But I parked. They parked on the complete opposite side, and they, like, walked right in, and they were there. We walk up to the stadium, or the field, or whatever it's called. And this guy says, oh, yeah, you got to go into the other entrance. You got to go this way. And he points us to the stairs. He said, just go up those stairs, go all the way around, and then it's on the other side. And you're like, oh, okay. So we climb what is essentially 16 flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. I am a very fat person. I still was then, actually fatter at that point in my life. And I was dying by the time I got to the top. But then we went around, And we had to go down the same amount of flights of stairs. And even though that was easier on my body, I was terrified that I was going to trip and just Temple of Doom everybody else who was down below me. And so it was a much worse scenario trying to go downstairs. And then when we get to our entrance that he was pointing us to, we can see where we were standing when we talked to him on the other side, not 50 feet.
Yeah.
No impediment between us.
Yeah.
We could have just walked the other direction and avoided all the steps completely.
Mm-hmm.
So we were pretty upset and we missed like two whole innings of the game.
He had had a long day and used y'all as his relief.
Yeah, it was messed up, guys.
Yep. Sorry for you.
That was also the day that I asserted myself towards an angry person.
Such a good story.
Told a dude to straight up chill when he started yelling. And he chilled. And then he left.
Dude, chill.
I don't really, I guess I've never used my size as an intimidating factor before because I'm just not really an intimidating individual naturally.
Yeah.
But I learned then that I can turn it on if I need to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what are we doing? Facts?
The longest wedding veil was longer than 63 football fields.
Wedding what?
Veil.
Veil.
The longest wedding veil.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said bale, like a hay bale. I'm like, I don't know this tradition.
Neither do I, friend. apple pie isn't actually American at all. So the next time you call something as American as apple pie, you might want to consider the fact that neither apple pies nor apples originally came from America. Apples are in fact native of Asia, and the first recorded recipe for an apple pie was actually written in England.
I don't believe it.
Your you life know what? Has been you a know lie. What?
America wasn't even made in America, okay? It was English property too. And we took it and we made it better and we do it better. So I'm sorry.
I mean,
apple pie is our thing now. Maybe it hasn't always been, but it's ours now, and you can't have it back, England.
Wow. Okay. Of all the facts for you to get upset about. playing action video games trains people to make right decisions faster. Mm-hmm. How? Players develop a heightened sense of their surroundings, and that helps them multitask. And surgeons that regularly play video games make 30% fewer errors and perform their tasks 27% faster than their peers.
That's right in line with a lot of studies that have clearly said, no, video games are great for kids when it comes to being able to learn, make quick decisions, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris says all the time that his years of playing video games trained him to do his job.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Bow ties are cool, or at least that is what Matt Smith said in his first appearance as the Doctor on Doctor Who, after which bow tie sales shot up by 94% within a month at one high-end department store.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because that was a cool time. He also wore a fez, though, and I don't think fezes...
What's a fez?
...found the same success.
What's a fez?
It's that, like, Moroccan hat.
Oh.
That little...
Okay, the like, it's almost like a square...
It's like an upside-down cup.
Okay.
With a tassel. With a, yeah. With a graduation tassel hanging down from it.
I got it.
Alrighty. It is Junk Food Tuesday. There's one thing that Mo and I can't deny. We love some junk food. And each day... Wait.
Go what? Ahead, oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And each week, we like to discuss new and upcoming junk foods that have been spotted in stores or recently announced.
And later in the show, the whole show, we got a taste test.
Whoop, whoop.
A taste ranking.
Ranking. A ranking taste test.
A ranking.
It's going to be great. But coming this Halloween, Fruit Loops gummies.
I don't know.
I know, it sounds weird. Sounds like something we're going to have to taste test, though.
Probably.
Because it seems weird enough that it's got to be given a shot.
If we can get our hands on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lay's is coming out with Kettle Cook Extra brand. It's a new brand of Lay's Kettle Cook chips with flavors Extreme Cheddar and Honey Habanero. I mean,
we've talked about this before, though, how kettle chips.
Yeah. The older I get, the less I want them.
I know.
That's work. It's extra work. I got to take care of my teeth now. I'm getting old, guys.
Like, when we were younger, chewing something a little more difficult wasn't that big of a deal. But now I just want soft things.
Make me a Lay's cake, please. Just, you know, something soft.
Yeah.
Chew it for me and then bird feed it into my mouth.
Being 50 is hard.
Hostess also messing with things now, because Hostess is known for their soft snack cakes, but they're coming out with crispy minis, mini wafer snacks in cookies and cream and strawberry cream flavors.
Okay.
Getting crispy out there. Sour Patch Kids coming out with watermelon flavored jelly beans.
Again with the watermelon.
For Easter. They're pink and green. Of course, they have the same flavor. Betty Crocker is coming out with cookie cups. Little cookies with the center that has filling in it. They have rainbow candy, which is M&M's, salted caramel pretzel, birthday cake, and chocolate fudge.
Interesting.
Yeah, a little interesting nibblies there. But we talked about the new Duncan Hines Epic baking kits a couple weeks ago, how crazy and awesome they sounded. There's two more. They're seasonal varieties that have been announced now. Chocolate peppermint cookie kit that has these little tiny baby candy canes.
Okay.
That you put all on it, which looks adorable. And then chocolate chip caramel cookie kit that has like these autumn leaf sprinkles that go around it. But still, the description does not do it justice. You need to look up the Duncan Hines Epic baking kits and see them, because they're, they look phenomenal. They look so good. Speaking of things that are phenomenal, I just got to put a side note in here.
Okay.
We had talked about Rice Krispie Treats home style version.
Yes.
That they were coming out with.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the opportunity to try these yet?
No.
Because I did. They are better than any Rice Krispie Treat I've ever had in my life.
Interesting.
So good.
Okay.
I don't know what they did, how they did it, and why they haven't been doing it from the beginning. But it is the best thing I've ever had.
Added more butter.
So good.
That's what they did.
All right.
Paula Deaned it.
Frosted Flakes is coming out with a weird one. Shaq's on the box. And it's Frosted Flakes with crispy cinnamon basketballs.
I don't know.
Your guess is as good as mine, folks. Let's see. Wendy's is coming out with a jalapeno popper chicken sandwich and salad.
Okay.
What's weird is that there's not actually a jalapeno popper on either one of these things. Instead, it's like the ingredients to jalapeno poppers. So the sandwich can be made either classic, spicy, grilled, whatever. But it includes jalapeno cream cheese, shredded pepper jack cheese, actual jalapenos, bacon, and cheddar cheese sauce.
Okay.
Still could be good.
Yeah.
Got all the right ingredients.
I just like how it can be made classic, spicy. Well, I guess that they're talking about the chicken.
Yeah,
in
it's
that
essentially
aspect.
Yeah, it's essentially you can use whatever chicken patty you want and they'll build it. That's essentially what they're saying.
Okay.
And then the salad has lettuce, spicy chicken breast, tomato, shredded pepper jack, bacon, jalapenos, and a jalapeno and cheddar crouton mix with jalapeno ranch dressing.
In this case, I think that the salad might even be better than the chicken sandwich.
I'm getting jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business.
Lay's crispy taco chips are back, and my gosh, they're good.
Really?
They were my favorites.
Interesting.
Last year. Yeah, so good. Oreo for Easter is coming out with a cookies and cream bunny, which seems...
I'm all about cookies and cream.
Generic.
I love cookies and cream.
It seems easy. It seems safe. Safe bet.
I love cookies and cream. Cookies and cream.
Doritos coming out with an ultimate cheddar flavor. Candy Pop Popcorn is coming out with an M&M's peanut version.
Okay.
which, you know, if you're into that kind of thing. Ruffles, I saw these actually. I've seen these at our Walmart for the last couple weeks. Ruffles has come out with a Flamin' Hot Barbecue flavor.
Hmm.
Ruffles used to have a standard barbecue flavor, and it was KC Masterpiece specifically.
Oh, yeah.
And it was my favorite of all the barbecue chips. And then they got rid of it, I think, like 4 or 5 years ago. And I've been sad ever since.
That's what's been wrong with Matt.
And lastly, Skittles for Easter is coming out with the Impossible Egg Hunt Skittles. And this is a brilliant idea. They are fun-sized bags that have the Skittles graphics on one side, but camouflage on the other. Five designs: grass, tree bark, asphalt, kitchen tile, and the fifth one looks like snow or something white, cotton maybe.
Interesting.
But yeah, brilliant.
It is pretty
camouflage
good.
Camouflage Easter bags
that,
of
yeah.
Skittles.
Good for Skittles.
How has nobody come up with that idea yet?
Listen, there was a Monday morning meeting. What's on the table this week, guys? All right, y'all, listen.
What's with all the pictures of rocks we have here? Grass.
And yeah. Then somebody presented the idea, and everybody was like, why has no one else thought of this?
You get a raise.
Yeah.
All right. It's the most wonderful time of the year, cookie season.
Mm-hmm.
And in our next segment, we're going to be tasting and ranking every cookie we could get our hands on from the Girl Scouts. But first, Mo, what has been your favorite cookie throughout the years?
Do you remember? They used to be called Samoas, but they're not called Samoas anymore.
No, they sure are.
No, they're not.
They were last year
when I bought
7 boxes of them.
They weren't.
Don't lie to me.
They were not.
Don't make me look it up, because I'll look it up right the
look
heck now.
They used to be my favorite. They still have a really deep place in my heart.
You see them right here, still on the Little Brownie Bakers website?
They're not
Samoas. That is an official Girl Scout cookie box right there that says Samoas on it.
You just wait, my friend. But Thin Mints are honestly probably my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do know that there are two different bakeries that supply the cookies for Girl Scouts.
Huh.
And that there are slight variations in some of them, including the coconut ones. So you have a box of them. What are they called here?
I don't know. Hold on.
Mo ordered these from somewhere. Are they called Samoas? Does it say Samoas right there on the box?
No.
It sure does. It sure
absolutely
does.
Absolutely not.
But yes, the other version is called like coconut caramels,
yes,
or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And they also have a different like lemon one. And I think this one might be it. Because this one says lemon ups. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Okay. There's another one called lemonades.
Yes.
And that's a different side of the country.
Interesting.
And it's a completely, not completely different cookie, but it is a different cookie. And then I also think there's a different peanut butter one somewhere else. Like we have Tagalongs and Do-Si-Dos, I think, are the two peanut butter ones here. And I don't think they have one of those on the other side. They have a different version.
Huh.
Of peanut butter.
What do you know?
Yeah. So we're not technically going to be able to taste every version of every Girl Scout cookie today, but we've got our Little Brownie Baker's side.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Including Samoas.
Shut up.
It's rare that you are proven wrong.
I know.
So quickly.
I know. But see, now I really want to know, like, where our supply is coming from.
Yeah.
Because
I looked it all up a couple years ago. And like, because it was one of those late night, just rabbit holes, you know, that you get into. And I remember reading all about it, and now I don't remember.
Mm. Whatever.
But
I
yeah,
hate,
so.
I hate it when I'm wrong.
So your favorite has been the Samoas, but right now it's Thin Mints. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you said?
For the most part,
yeah. For the most part, yeah. I feel like most people I talk to fluctuate between those two.
Yeah.
Like those are the only two I ever buy.
Yeah.
Those are the only two my wife ever buys.
Yeah.
You know, ever wants. But Thin Mints have been my favorite for a long time. But I think that changed to Samoas just since I've been in my 30s.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago. And I think up until maybe, 7 or 8 years ago, I'd never tried them. I had only bought Thin Mints, only cared about Thin Mints.
Interesting.
And my wife made me try a Samoa. And I'm like, okay, this is all right. And then the more I tried them as years went on, I'm like, okay, this is the best one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I don't like coconut. That's the thing. And I think that's why I was hesitant to put it in my number one category. Because I'm like, I don't like coconut. I can't really like these. But they're good. They're good, y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to be eating those. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the absolute best day of our lives.
But first, 5 bonus random facts.
Stick around.
It's Mo from the Back Row Morning Show, and I've got 5 random facts for you. In earlier episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith would learn the entire script, which is why sometimes he can be seen mouthing other actors' lines. The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. It was apparently chosen because of its connection with dominance and chivalry, as well as purity and innocence in Celtic mythology. Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise. It travels around the sun once every 225 Earth days, but it rotates clockwise once every 243 days. In the famous poppy field scene in Wizard of Oz, the snow coming down is calming to Dorothy and her posse, but they should probably have been far less relaxed as they were actually being rained with asbestos-based snowflakes, which was actually a popular Christmas decor for families in the U.S. and Europe during that time. And lastly, the wonderfully named Soda Popinski from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out originally boxed under the guise Vodka Drunkinski in the arcade game Super Punch-Out. For more fun facts and hilarious nonsense, tune in to the Back Row Morning Show Monday through Thursday at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. Central here on LTN Radio.
Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo. And today, we're talking about Girl Scout cookies.
Well, actually, we're eating Girl Scout cookies. We've got every single Girl Scout cookie available in our region. And we know, like we said, there are two different regions which have a couple differences. But here's our plan. Taste each cookie and rank them. And there are some here that I've never even tried.
Okay. Now, while our normal audio morning show is the main version of the show, we do record our Tuesday shows on the LTN Twitch channel.
LTN Radio Twitch, sorry. I wrote that wrong.
LTN,
there's two different ones.
Radio Twitch channel, either the Friday night or Saturday morning before we interact with Twitch, share some bonus stories, and of course, they get to see our taste test live. So visit twitch.ltnonair.com and give us a follow.
Of course, if you don't catch it, we'll put some of the highlights of our Twitch taste test on our YouTube channel. So follow us there to youtube.ltnonair.com. Now let's get down.
Just to be clear, to we're not taste testing Twitch.
We are.
we're taste testing Girl Scout cookies.
Let's do it.
All right, ready?
What do we got? You can pick the order. You can pick everything.
Oh,
I know there's a new one, too.
I'm not picking the order.
No.
Okay. We have Lemon Ups. Those are the lemonades in other areas.
Well, no, they're completely different in other areas.
Are they completely
different?
They're
like a sandwich cookie in other areas. Okay.
We have Samoas.
Samoas. The ones that she said didn't exist anymore.
How do you say this?
Trefoils.
Is that how you say
pretty
it?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
This is their shortbread, yeah.
Which I really like those, too. We have the Do-Si-Dos.
Do-Si-Dos, the peanut butter sandwich cookies. Oatmeal cookie with peanut butter filling, okay.
We have the gluten-free Toffee-Tastic.
Toffee-Tastic. Crunchy toffee bits.
Fan favorite Thin Mints.
Yeah, buddy.
Tagalongs.
Oof, there's so many cookies.
And then, I can't remember if this was a new one. If it wasn't new this year, it was new last year. The s'mores.
Yeah, it's happened before. The s'mores. I tried these last year. I remember.
And s'mores, then, this year's brand new one, the Toastier.
Toastier, I think.
Yeah. Toastier.
Which
I think Toasty Yay sounds better.
I don't think either of them sound great. But
so Matt had asked if
like
I
toast.
Yeah. So Matt had asked if I would be able to get my hands on them, and the answer was yes. But the person that I ordered this main order from didn't have any Toast Yay.
What?
But this is actually our third Girl Scout order of the season. And from our first Girl Scout order, we still had some Toast Yay left over.
No, so I appreciate it.
I snagged them from the pantry and taped them up and told my children, you can't have these anymore.
I'm pretty excited about it because I've heard nothing but good things about the Toast Yay.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
All right. Well, how are we going to do this?
I don't know.
What's the plan?
I don't know. Do you want to go rainbow? We'll just go through the colors of the rainbow.
Let's start with red.
Uh-huh. But wouldn't we start with brown? Because that would be before red in the color spectrum, wouldn't it?
That's not the colors of the rainbow.
I know, but brown's not in the rainbow.
Yes, that's fine. So s'mores.
Girl Scout s'mores. Not a very inventive name.
That's true.
But when they try to be inventive, they come up with Toast Yay. So I guess this is probably preferable. Hear all that? There's going to be a lot of bag opening.
There is going to be a lot of bag opening. Sorry.
Oh, they smell great.
All right.
Pass them to you so you can put them back in your box.
So this one is actually Mila's favorite.
Yeah.
A s'more.
They're not bad. They look great. They got the two layers. They got the chocolate and the marshmallow layer inside. The graham cracker cookie. They're very nicely designed, too.
Ready?
And,
I just want to eat a cookie.
It's pretty good.
It is good, but it doesn't taste like a s'more. Exactly.
No.
You know what I do like, though?
It's got that s'more Pop-Tart flavor to it.
Yes. It does kind of taste like better than a s'more Pop-Tart. Mm-hmm. But I'm really, really liking the marshmallow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good marshmallow flavor.
It's a good marshmallow flavor. I'm going to have to, like, keep a little tally here on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so s'mores. For me, currently sitting at number one because it's the only one we've tried.
Mm-hmm.
And same for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So next would be red. Mm-hmm. That would be tagalongs. Tagalongs are crispy cookies layered with peanut butter and covered with a chocolatey coating. See, these kind of feel gippish. Gipped. I get gipped here.
Why?
Because they could be so much closer together. You could have so many more cookies.
Okay.
Only 15 cookies in this thing.
Yeah. That's the Girl Scout way, though. You really don't ever get a whole lot of cookies.
I feel like you do in Thin Mints. I feel like Thin Mints, is they stack those suckers.
Okay, I can agree.
Yeah.
Ready?
All right. Yeah. Mmm. I mean, they're not bad.
Nope, that's a tag-along, and I'm not a fan.
Dang, I like it.
See, I don't know if it's the peanut butter or if it's the chocolate, but that kind of filmy taste residue that stays on the roof of your mouth, I just can't do it.
I feel like it would have to be the peanut butter in this case. Probably, a bit oily.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hate it. I still like it. You're used to Reese's because Reese's is like a dry peanut butter. It's like a peanut butter crumb almost.
Yeah, I guess.
All this is like an actual dollop of real smooth peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another peanut butter?
Going right into the next peanut butter. Dosey-dos, an oatmeal sandwich cookie.
So I actually really do like Dosey-dos.
With peanut butter flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You really like these, so you like these better than
I do. So I don't know if it's... Maybe it's a mixture of the chocolate with the peanut butter on the tagalongs that I don't like.
Maybe. But this is also a different peanut butter, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah. What up, Frost? We're live streaming our cookie eating here on Twitch for the morning show. Mmm. Okay. These are good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put this in my mouth. Wow. Uh-huh. Okay. I like those better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Told ya.
Much better. Okay. Let's update our rankings here. Yeah, man. Girl Scout cookies. Mmm. Okay. So I got Dosey-dos in number one spot right now for me. Followed by s'mores and then tagalongs. Where are you at?
It's pretty much the same.
Same? Okay. So yeah. Dosey-dos for you as well.
Yeah.
S'mores and then tagalongs. Okay. But all still very good. I'm still very happy so far. All right. Jumping into one I have not ever had.
The Lemon Ups.
Lemon Ups. That says, I am a leader.
Now, fun fact, Matt and I...
Those are big suckers.
Uh-huh. Matt and I are both lemon fans.
Mm-hmm. Lemon dessert fans.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite dessert. These are so big.
Uh-huh.
Holy cow. And they all have different sayings. Mine says, I'm a risk taker.
I'm
no,
a leader.
I am.
Matt is definitely... Here, you want to switch?
So it's got... This is weird. So it's got like a lemon icing on the bottom mm-hmm. of the cookie.
Yeah.
And the design on the top. Yeah, my favorite dessert of all time is a lemon cake with chocolate icing. That's the best ever. These smell great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
They are lemon.
Okay.
Mm.
Very crumbly. I've made a mess of crumbs.
So it's sort of like a mix between a sugar cookie and a shortbread cookie.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
You don't like it? Oh, this is my number one for sure. Really?
I'm feeling like the with our last big ranking taste test, I'm getting the cherry cordial vibe here.
What?
Smelled a lot better than it tastes.
Oh no. So as soon as I put my tongue on the bottom part mm-hmm. and it hit the lemon icing, like
that moment is great.
Uh-huh.
But once it just gets to the cookie part itself is not as good.
Mm. Mm-mm. It's my number one.
All right. So now we are diverging. So Lemon Ups are number one for you. They are number four for me right now.
Wow.
Mm.
Hmm.
I can tell you right now, I would never order a bag of this.
What?
I have higher standards for my lemons, my lemon pastries.
I'm disappointed in you. That is good.
I mean, it's not bad, but it ain't great. Oh, the aftertaste isn't great either. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I am so disappointed.
I'm disappointed in you.
All right, another one that I've never tried. Mo's gotten to try it first, but it's one that most of us have not tried. Toast Yay. French toast-inspired cookies dipped on one side in a delicious icing and full of flavor in every bite. Yay! Is what the description is.
So, while I have tasted these, we ordered these during
big suckers too.
During COVID.
Yeah.
And so I haven't actually tasted them.
Okay. Look how big these are. These are much bigger than I thought they were. Holy cow. Oh, that smells good.
Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Yeah, a crispy cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. I'm not so sure that it reminds me of French toast specifically. It's closer to like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That is what it tastes like, which is my favorite cereal.
You do not like the cookie?
It's not that I don't like it. I like it. But I think I'm feeling what you were feeling with the lemon ups.
Really?
Just kind of a little... I don't know.
No, I feel like those are living up to the smell in my mind. Do you still have COVID taste?
No.
I like these. These are good. But are they better than some of these other ones? I don't think they beat Dosey-Dose for me.
Yeah, I'm going to put them at number 3.
All right. So after Dosey-Dose for you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, okay. So we have made it now over halfway through the cookies. We have, here's our updated standings. My number one so far is Dosey-Dose, followed by Toast Yay pretty closely. S'mores and Tagalongs after that. Bottom, Lemon Ups. Switching to Moe's, number one, Lemon Ups, followed by Dosey-Dose, Toast Yay, S'mores, and Tagalongs. So really the only difference is where we put Lemon Ups. Mm-hmm. You put it at the top, I put them at the bottom.
Which is very disappointing.
All right, we're on to Thin Mints, baby. This is a game changer. Right here.
I feel like I got so many flavors going on in my mouth.
There's
right
a lot,
now.
Yeah. There's a lot to contend with. All right. Oh, the smell of these just brings me back to childhood.
It brings me back to yesterday when I pulled them out of the freezer.
Was that you?
It was my throat.
I thought it was me. I'm like, wait, I'm not that close to the microphone. I shouldn't have been able to hear that. So good. So good. How do they make them so good? I have tried other knockoffs of these from the store that they try and make. None of them are anywhere close.
No.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, that's a quick jump to number one for me.
Yeah, me too.
Quick jump.
Man.
So dang good.
Yeah.
My wife would love you if I could bring her home a few of them.
Hey, you can have the whole box.
Sweet. All right, next up, Toffee-tastic, their gluten-free option. For all you people who are afraid of gluten.
Hey, watch yourself. It's not that they're afraid.
Oh, they're afraid.
They have an intolerance.
Mm-hmm. I have an intolerance for their intolerance. Well, hey, these are pretty big, too. These are a good size. I guess it's just because I'm so used to the only two cookies I get being relatively small.
Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing giant cookies.
Rich, buttery cookies with sweet, crunchy toffee bits.
I am not a fan of toffee.
Me either.
So I am anticipating not liking this cookie. Also, I'm a big fan of gluten. And so if it's not
but
in here.
I am a big fan of buttery cookies.
Yeah. It doesn't smell bad. You okay?
I burped. Oh, sorry.
I thought you were throwing up.
Oh.
That was so unpleasant. Oh my gosh, that was so unpleasant.
And it's last.
Oh, it's garbage.
Listen.
The toffee bits are awful.
No, listen.
The cookie is awful.
The cookie's not awful.
No, it's awful.
The butter, I can taste the butter. And that is the redeeming quality of this cookie, is that butter. But the second we both tried to take a bite, it was hard.
It tastes stale.
It does taste stale.
It tastes automatically stale. That's what we find out the gluten does for you.
I will agree with that. It does taste automatically stale.
I hate
stale.
These toffee bits. I hate them.
Yeah, I can't do the toffee bits. Like I said, the butter is the only redeeming quality of this cookie.
So far, the only cookie I'm refusing to finish.
Yeah, me too.
I gave you my trash. I don't know why I did that. Sorry.
I don't know why either, but it is what it is.
You did this to me. You deal with this. Oh, gosh, that's awful. Okay.
So that was the toffee-tastic, the gluten-free option. It was just...
a lie. It's not tastic at all.
And then next is the...
Next is Trefoils, the traditional shortbread cookie. I don't think I've ever actually had one of these. And I know these are like their namesake, right?
These are Canon's favorite. Just the shortbread. They're Canon's favorite.
I don't hate shortbreads. I just tend to think of them only as like a Christmas type cookie because, you know, you get those little butter cookies and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. And I would really appreciate it if somebody would tell us if we're saying that correctly or not.
Trefoils?
I feel like we're not.
What could it be?
I don't know.
And this has got the little Girl Scout shape logo.
Uh-huh.
Smells good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know what these remind me of? And they're probably the exact same kind of cookie. Is those McDonald's cookies they used to have in Happy Meals? Do you remember the little McDonald's cookies?
Very vaguely.
They were in the shape of their little kids' mascots, the Fry Guy.
Yes.
Grimace. Yes. And,
yeah. But they were smaller.
Yeah.
There's like a pack like of...
Uh-huh. Like five, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
This is what they reminded me of. They're very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm having a second one. And you know I need what? You to tell me what my top ones are.
Okay, so your top ones are Thin Mints, Lemon Ups, and Do-Si-Dos.
Okay. Number two.
Number two?
Mm-hmm.
Trefoils under Thin Mints. I don't think I'll put them that high, but I think I would put them above Toast Yay. So they're going to be in my third.
Mm.
And I'm honestly surprised.
Mm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, we've got one left. Let me give you the full update here. So far, Mo's list goes Thin Mints, Trefoils, Lemon Ups, Do-Si-Dos, Toast Yay, S'mores, and Tagalongs. And mine are Thin Mints, Do-Si-Dos, Trefoils, Toast Yay, S'mores, Tagalongs, with Lemon Ups being at the bottom. But then at still the very, like, very bottom,
yeah, I was gonna
for
say,
both of us,
yeah,
is Toffee Garbage-tastic. I didn't even bother putting it on the list.
Toffee Dog so Water-tastic.
Dog Water is right. I feel like I'm missing one for you. Do I have the right amount? Your list looks smaller. No, you got it. Okay. Yeah. So Toffee-tastic, way at the bottom. Let me just be clear. I don't like the Lemon Ups. But from Lemon Ups to Toffee-tastic, there's a giant gap of enjoyment. Just, bleh. I would drink dog water before eating another Toffee-tastic cookie.
All right.
Samoas, baby. The crisp cookies with caramel, coconut, and dark chocolatey stripes.
And for me, when I think of a Girl Scout cookie, this is what I think of.
I agree.
You can't.
This and Thin Mints are the only two things I ever think about.
Yeah, you can't put in a Girl Scout cookie order and not get Samoas.
Mm-hmm, I agree. These are beautiful. And these are another one of the cookies that have been attempted to be replicated by, you know, shelved brands at Walmart. And can't do it.
No.
Don't get anywhere close.
No.
They look the same. I think it's Keebler that has attempted to make their version of Samoas and Thin Mints, and they're both garbage.
Yeah.
They're both straight garbage.
Which is sad because Keebler does do cookies well,
yeah,
but when you place them in comparison to the originals.
Yeah, they're just hot garbage, hot messes.
Dog water.
Dog water.
Oh. It's like heaven. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect amount of chocolate with caramel, with coconut, and cookie.
The cookie is not too crispy. It's like just right to the right amount of give, the right amount of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It just everything balances so well.
Mm-hmm.
And for a person who hates the flavor of coconut,
right,
it's presented so fantastically in this cookie. You can't help but love it. The caramel's the perfect kind of caramel, too.
See, so you smelled Thin Mints and said that it takes you back to your childhood. For me, Samoa's takes me back.
Well, it's because, you know, like I said, I didn't even get into these until maybe 7 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But, oh, gosh. Okay, yeah, so I feel like it's no question that that goes on top, right? Is there a question for you?
I keep going back and forth. I really don't know. Can I just have a tie for number one?
No.
This
is our job. We made an oath that we would rank every single cookie.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Okay.
While I love Samoas, my love for Thin Mints is pretty much equal.
Mm. Okay.
The flavor in both of them, to me, is pretty much equal. The way that the cookie is made overall. So the only thing that I can really lean on to pick one over the other would be, which one am I going to eat more of? If I'm going to sit down and I'm going to grab a box, how many more of one versus the other am I going to eat? And I think I could eat more Thin Mints than Samoas.
Let me see that box. Net weight for this is 7.5. Net weight for this is 9 ounces. I just don't know if that's a fair comparison. Because they're completely different sized cookies.
Absolutely, they are. But for me, everything else is a tie.
Okay. My question then would be, could you eat an entire box of Thin Mints?
Yes.
In one sitting?
Yes.
Could you eat an entire box of Samoas in one sitting?
No.
See, it's vice versa for me. I could eat a sleeve of Thin Mints. I don't think I could eat 2 sleeves of Thin Mints.
Oh, hands down. But and it's because Samoas are so, I don't want to say they're more rich, but they just have so much more flavor.
Rich isn't actually off. I mean, that it is more hefty.
Yes.
Of a cookie.
Yeah. A Samoa, I had to take 2 bites with a Thin Mint. I popped the thing in my mouth and I was done. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
okay,
in that regard, while it's not the best way to determine, I get that. But for me, everything else between the two was tied.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I will give it to you. All right. So number one for me, Samoas for Mo.
Thin Mints.
Number two for me is Thin Mints for Mo.
Samoas.
All right. So it's clear these two right here, these beautiful boxes.
Those are the two you have to order.
Just.
Mm-hmm.
Best ones. Number 3 for me was Dosey Dose. 3 for you was
Lemon Ups. Is that right?
No, Trefoils.
Oh yeah, Trefoils.
Trefoils.
Yes.
It is right here if you want to.
It's very far away.
For me, number 4 was Trefoils. Right underneath where you had it. But your number 4 was
Lemon Ups.
Lemon Ups. Mm-hmm. My number 5, Toast Yay, the new ones. They're pretty darn good. I do like them. They're a lot bigger than I thought they were, too. For you,
it was Dosey
Dose. Dosey Dose. Mm-hmm. I don't remember liking Dosey Dose as much as I did.
Oh, they're good.
They're incredibly good.
They're incredibly to me, good. They are the best peanut butter cookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5. No.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, 5. 5 for both of us was, no, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Number 5 for me was Toast Yay. For you was the Dosey Dose.
Hold up.
Did we already do that? We already did that one.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh.
Yeah, we already did that one. Number 6 for me was S'mores, which is a good cookie.
Yeah.
It's a good solid cookie. And I think everything up to this still are good, solid cookies. Number six for you.
Was the lemon. No, sorry, the toastier. Gosh.
Toastier.
I was thinking about what your last one was.
Right.
The toastier.
Number seven is the other peanut butter cookie, Tagalongs. That's the one that's got the soft peanut butter and the chocolate covering.
Uh-huh.
Number seven for you.
S'mores.
S'mores. Mm-hmm. But you still like
it. But again, yes. Yeah. Good.
And so for me, this is where the line is drawn. This is where the line draws between cookies I would order again to cookies I will never order again.
Same.
Lemon Ups at number eight for me. I don't know. I was unimpressed. I expected more.
And the Tagalongs for me.
Yeah.
I have never liked them, will never like them, can't do them.
I think that maybe it was built up in my head for the lemon cookies. Because I honestly thought we were in the region that got the lemonades.
Yeah.
The lemonades are a sandwich cookie with a lemon cream on the inside. And I think I would have liked those a lot better.
Yeah.
These are good. They're just not what I want. They're not as good as they could be. Yeah. I bet if they were smaller, I'd like them more.
Really?
If there was less cookie to the icing ratio,
yeah,
I think I'd like them better.
But oh,
the cookie was just too much.
I love them.
And then at the very bottom rung, I'm not even going to give it an 8. I'm going to push it all the way to number 12 on our list. Toffee-tastic.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Awful garbage. This is the best you could do for our gluten-free friends. I know for a fact you can make a chocolate chip cookie that's gluten-free. Do that. Because these toffee bits are garbage, and these cookies taste like stale, week-old, left-out, great-value brand nonsense.
Fact.
All right. Yeah. Those are our rankings.
That was fun.
I'm on a bit of a sugar high.
Are you?
Yeah. Whew. I haven't felt this way since the last time I had donuts on a Saturday morning. Goodness gracious. All right, guys. We're going to take one more break. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we answer a question that you've been dying to ask us, I'm pretty sure.
More Backrow Morning Show to come.
Stick around.
Back.
What up, nerd? Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. We hope you're enjoying it. But hey, did you know that Love Thy Nerd airs almost all of its podcasts first on LTN Radio? That's right. LTN Radio is your home for the best Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie music. And it's also the place to go to hear Love Thy Nerd's content before it reaches the podcast feed. In addition to that, Love Thy Nerd creates a lot of content that's exclusive to LTN Radio that you're missing out on. So go check out ltnonair.com and listen for yourself. You can also download the Live 365 app on your smartphone and search and favorite LTN Radio, or enable the LTN Radio skill on your Echo devices and simply ask Alexa to play Love Thy Nerd. Now let's get you back to that podcast. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show as things are winding down for the day.
But first, we're going to answer an Ask Us Anything question from Twitch.
All right. Our Twitch chat has been in and out all morning with some a lot of fun interactions with us, and we thank you for being here. And our buddy Oriole Jedi, who was our first official subscriber, by the way,
hey,
on our LTN Twitch channel, jumped in before we even like had a show with the new affiliate status on Twitch. Like, he just went over there and just subscribed, I think, for 3 months. Like, he's dedicated.
I keep telling you, MVP. Right there.
All right, so his question: pineapple on pizza, yes or no? Mo?
No.
No.
There you go.
That's an easy answer.
Fruit.
Have you ever tried it?
I have.
Yeah.
I have. And typically, so I will say this, typically you do ham and pineapple.
Right. It's like the sweet savory
mix. That's the combo. Yeah. Which I also believe ham does not belong on pineapple on pizza.
Isn't that just Canadian bacon? You don't like that?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
That's the only place I will eat ham.
Nope. Mm-mm. Hmm. I do not like ham on pizza. Even like the three meats or the meat lovers or whatever.
You notice it? Really?
Yes.
There was a place in Albuquerque that would have like actually like long thin cuts of ham, like, and it would like blacken up on the edges of it. And oh golly!
So they're trying to mimic prosciutto on pizza. Yeah.
That's kind of what this was.
Uh huh. And it's not the same.
Well, of course it's not, because we in America.
So,
little miss, I lived in Italy. Pizza was invented there. I know how to correctly pronounce prosciutto.
And also, correctly speak. I'm not a fan.
The pineapple. So, Frost is disagreeing with us, saying pineapple belongs on pizza. Brian agrees. He's glad to hear that we're both correct, that pineapple does not belong.
Once again, MVP right there.
I don't understand how. I've never met a single person who's like, it's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
It's either
yes or no.
Fully on board. Absolutely, pineapple belongs on pizza. To, are you mental?
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. It's got to be just some weird quirk that half of us are born with, or less than half. I want to assume that less than half people on the planet like pineapple on their pizza.
That's fair.
So Frost is saying we can still be friends, which is good. We'll get there. But but he's saying bacon, pineapple, and banana peppers is the best pizza. That sounds like a horror movie. To me.
I am all about banana peppers. That is why Papa John's has always been and will always be my favorite pizza place. Because they give you the whole banana pepper. So you can crack it open and sprinkle that banana pepper juice all over. Ooh. Can we please have a Papa John's? Please.
Are banana peppers and pepperoncinos the same thing?
You know what?
Because that's what they give you.
You're right. And I don't know if they're the same
thing. But they look like they're close enough to the same thing. They look like they'd have a similar flavor, is what I'm saying. Anyway, I miss Papa John's. We had one here.
Mm-hmm. And now instead we have Papa Murphy's. And don't nobody...
Papa Murphy's is good.
Listen, it's good. It's good quality pizza. But how many times are you going to go, like, you think... Oh, pizza. We need to grab pizza tonight. That's what we should have for dinner. Let me go grab pizza, bring it home, turn my oven on, and bake the pizza. No, that rarely happens. If you think that you want pizza for dinner, it's like a last-minute decision.
I mean, you think that, but they have been voted the top pizza chain for like 8 of the last 10 years.
Because their pizza is good. I will admit that. Right. It is good
pizza. I think a lot of people, because they've been devoted to Papa Murphy's, have changed their mindset. Now they think we need to get a pizza. Let's go get one and bake it.
Here's the thing. And and I know April is going to, she's going to weigh in on this when she hears it. But our mother-in-law loved Papa Murphy's.
Yeah.
Loved it. And it took both April and I a really long time to learn that if Julie said, hey, let's do pizza tonight, that we were having Papa Murphy's. So to not come hungry... Because it was still going to be a while before we actually ate.
Right.
Because the pizza needed to bake. So I think that's where, like, my dislike of it started. Because for so many years, I would come to my in-laws' house ready to eat.
And you couldn't eat.
My in-laws, who were always notorious late anyway on everything.
Not only
had they not got the pizza from Papa Murphy's, they had to go get it.
They didn't even start the oven. Nothing.
Yeah.
Papa Murphy's stuffed pizzas, which are just basically giant calzones, are amazing.
I think that they're great.
Amazing.
But you have to make sure you fully cook them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't fully cook it, you get the little soft dough in the middle. And that's bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about pineapple, and it's gross.
And let's move on.
Mo, let's end with our verse for the day.
Sorry, I had to burp. Verse for the day is Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with the groanings too deep for words.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize this was the verse, so that's hilarious. I'm like, oh. Read the verse. Blur. It was a groaning too deep for words.
From deep within. It's like, why are you laughing at me? I'm not messing it up. I'm saying the correct words. Just,
it was funny in my head. That's going to do it for our show today. Be sure to check out all of what we do online at lovethynerd.com. We've got amazing articles on all things nerdy, as well as this show, LT and Radio, and our other podcasts and videos. If you'd like to directly support our mission and become a financial partner with Love Thy Nerd, and specifically with LT and Radio, then please visit lovethynerd.com/partner and choose LT and Radio from that drop-down menu. Love Thy Nerd is a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax-deductible.
And follow us on all the socials at the Back Row LTN, at LTN on Air, and at Love Thy Nerd. And the Back Row Morning Show has its own Facebook group community for Christian humor, Back Row Baptist Church. So search us out and join in on the fun.
Lastly, remember that we air first exclusively on LTN Radio, LTNOnAir.com, every Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time with an encore at 10 a.m. But if you miss a day and you just can't catch the show live, find the Back Row Morning Show podcast version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, and leave a review. All of that helps us out immensely.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, and we hope you will too.
Mo, final thought.
I need you to stop laughing at me.
I wasn't laughing at you this time. I was laughing at Brian.
Okay.
Brian's helping us out in the Discord on our Tuesday show here, and he's adding all the links on our Discord chat. But for some reason, since the very beginning of him being a mod, every time he tries to do exclamation point Discord, it auto corrects and separates it out. Doesn't seem to do it with anything else, but every time I see it, I laugh. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for all your help. Thank you, everybody who watched along with us on Twitch this morning. Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And remember, if nobody else tells you, we promise that it's true. Jesus loves you, nerd.